Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Marijuana wax has become more prevalent in Rice County, according to attorney John Fossum, who explains what it is.
It's not really a wax, but it's the statute calls it the resinous form of marijuana. So they've taken some kind of fluid, often it's butane, run it through the marijuana, and that's what they then smoke. And it's a very concentrated form of THC. It's a very concentrated high, apparently.
And not a safe way to smoke it. Fossum said they're seeing a lot more of it, including at the colleges. He added that in 2016, there was a significant change in how drug laws were categorized, felonies and gross misdemeanors. Some of the felony cases, pipes with drug residue, were made gross misdemeanors.
So what we saw in 2017 is that we went from 178 drug cases, felony drug cases, in 2016 to 111 in 2017. So that's a pretty noticeable drop.
They also had 50 more gross misdemeanors. First-time offenders can plead guilty and avoid prosecution. More offenses, they could be charged with a felony. The legislature and the Guidelines Commission have a preference of treatment over incarceration.
When we have the people who are not the big-time dealers, we focus on getting them into treatment. And that's, again, that's part of that is the function of our drug court.
Rice County's drug court has done very well. 9 have graduated. That's 9 less in prison. 2 more are set to graduate this week. However, there are still more people in prison than there are beds. Reconstruction of County Road 1 between Highways 246 and 3 begins this season. It's been a long, thought-out process involving multiple entities and varied responsibilities. It's also a major artery with a housing development, Bridgewater Heights, that will need to be detoured. There will also be work on Spring Creek Road and the Division Street work on the south end of downtown Northfield. Administrator Ben Mardig said,
there's going to be some traffic issues that we're going to be dealing with, including a detour route through 246 and onto Woodley Street, and probably we'll see some added congestion on Jefferson Parkway. So, you know, I think we'll try and get the word out. Just people, be patient.
City officials will be monitoring traffic levels and speeds. A Northfield grandparent called police after receiving a call from someone claiming their grandson was locked up and needed money to get out. They even had someone impersonating the grandson on the phone. The boy attends Northfield High School. Police Chief Monty Nelson happened to be at the school when a call came to verify the boy's location. Nelson said these scams play out in multiple ways, with someone claiming to have your grandchild, control over your computer, or claiming to be the FBI.
And if you don't send us money and or gift cards or whatever, we're going to take your computer, or we're going to turn over the information to the FBI, or now it's tax season.
So they'll claim to be from the IRS. They just want a number, be it your credit card, your bank account, your social security number, or even a gift card number. Bottom line, if someone is asking you for money or threatening you, just hang up. Don't answer calls unless they're from someone you know. Local police can't do anything about those calls except warn the public and, as in the grandson's case, assure the grandparent. And Northfield made another top 10 list, this from the National Council for Home Safety and Security. They announced their ranking of the safest cities in Minnesota for 2018. Northfield squeaked in at number 10, but were surrounded by safe cities, with Lakeville in at number 9, Farmington at number 4, and nearby Rosemount was rated 3rd. The Home Safety and Security Council ranks cities based on the number of reported violent crimes and property crimes per 1,000 people. Orono came in at number 1. News from around the state is next.